create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Don't miss the Carnival Cruise giveaways, where you could win one of three Caribbean vacations on February 28th. Argosy Casino, Alton.
I know a place. Be quiet, whoever you are. I'm trying to talk. I know a place. I said that. Copycat. Nobody crying. You know where that is? Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Listeners, that's where nobody's crying. And now let me just share something with you, the listeners, that you may or may not notice. This show, every hour, comes on about 14, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, close to a quarter after. No other show in St. Louis does that. All the shows, top of the hour, they'll do some news. Five after, maybe six after, they're on the air. They can't do what we can do, though. The reason that I chose to do that way a long time ago is what just happened last hour with Bob. We were on for a half hour with Bob with no breaks. We didn't stop. Be right back. No interruptions. Half hour. No other show can do that. They're not allowed to do that. They have to stop down every 5-6 minutes.
That's right, tough guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike, and you know I'm right. Close your door. And put the megaphone down. You don't need a megaphone. Mike grabs his megaphone.
Well, he does, yeah. He wants to be heard.
But that's the beauty of what some people criticize in the radio business. We worked years ago with a program director who insisted, you've got to get, people expect that show to be started by 5 after. So we did it, and then about 10 after, we had to stop and take a break. And the listeners went nuts. They hated it. We're also the show that talks on the phone and on the air to more listeners than any other show in St. Louis. We talk to more listeners than anybody. All other shows will have a guest, and now the author of I'm Okay, You're Not Okay, Sheila McPherson. This is your fourth book, Sheila. We don't do that.
I know one station in town, I won't say which one, that doesn't believe in taking listener calls at all because they feel like their hosts are more informed on the issues they're talking about.
Well, anybody who's ever listened to us knows we're not nearly as informed as the people listening.
Right.
We've got a lot more people listening who are smarter than we are and know more and are more interesting than we are.
We need the help.
The only brilliance that we have is that we know we're not brilliant. That's our brilliance, is that we know the audience is actually smarter and can contribute more than we can. So thanks to Blind Bob for always being there for us, and thanks to you for appreciating the fact that we kind of screwed up what's known as the radio clock. We don't have a clock. In the business, that's what they call it. And the program directors go, here's your clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you at 6 hours after you come on, and at 9 after you take a break.
Your format clock.
Your format clock. I've never, ever used one or looked at one.
Oh, I have. I've had to before.
I don't want to see it. I don't care. I'll do what we're doing right now. We just talk. Now, we didn't get on until a quarter after, but we got a lot of time now. We can play. And then we'll break and Colin will come on, and we'll have a lot of time with him.
And I can tell you, too, some more inside information.
Ooh, yeah.
More inside information on the music stations. When you call someone and they say, it's an all-request lunch hour, that's a bunch of crap.
Oh, they never take your call.
They voice. Never take...
Oh, they'll take your call and say, call. Oh, yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll try and get to that.
But they
song.
Already have mapped out what they're going
to
play.
But, hey, if you want to hear... Would you like to introduce a song or call and say, hey, I want to hear Blondie. Okay. And then all of a sudden this person, hey, let's go to the phones now. Yeah, I want to hear Blondie. And there it is playing underneath that person.
It's pre-recorded. They start the song before the question caller finishes asking for it because it's pre-recorded. Or this will happen, too. All request show, call in and tell us what you want to hear. This goes out to Tim. There is no Tim.
No.
They're going to play the song anyway. They act like somebody asked to see you. Hey, Ellen out there wants to hear In a God of the Vida. We can't play. We've got to play the abbreviated version. Sam just called into the station. He said, man, it's been a long time since I've heard Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Did you put that? He never called.
No.
You're going to play it anyway.
We're like Mythbusters.
And there's some more inside information we can share with people.
And now we turn to Peon for more inside radio information. What is it, Peon?
Sometimes on music stations, some of the shows will be voice tracked.
What?
Where
that's a lie.
The person that you hear on the air is not even live at the time. It's all recorded.
Okay, I'm going to add more inside information.
That's most of the time
and
now.
Folks, yes. This is the truth. Stations may deny it. I'm telling you right now, I've sat in the studio when it happened. We'll take caller number 63. And here's what they do. They go to the phones. Hi, you're caller 1. Hi, you're caller 12. Hi, you're caller 34. Hi, you're caller 63. What's your name?
Yep.
They don't take 63 calls. And what's the point of that anyway? What's the point of caller 14? What difference does it make? We take caller 1.
Yeah.
Because why would it matter? If your caller for now, a lot of times the way they'll do it, if the station is 93.3, they'll take the 93rd caller. Ooh, that's clever. That's really clever. Oh, it's so embarrassing sometimes.
But yeah, when they say they're going to play request, there's no way they're going to play your request unless it's on the sheet.
All right, I'm gonna let you in on the biggest actually fraud.
I love this.
These guys, one of them is dead now. The other one, I guess, is still around. They worked in a station here in St. Louis. I knew both these guys. I was in the building when it happened. They had a contest, and it was the one guy on the air who said, you know, drop us a note. This was before email, or it was email had was around, but not everybody emailed, so he said, you can snail mail, email, whatever, contact us, and tell us why you'd like to win this cruise. And they were going to allow two people to go on the cruise, and it was this guy and his sidekick, and they were looking for two single gals who wanted to go on a cruise. And on the air, they said they were going to hold a drawing. They were going to put all the entries. Here's why I'd like to go on the cruise. Then they'll put your entry letter, you know, in 100 words or less. They asked that they include a photo. Send us a picture and a little letter. These knuckleheads, and honest to goodness, I got to tell you, I think it's just kind of brilliant. They handpick the two hottest chicks that sent in entries and announced that those were the two names that were drawn.
Randomly drawn.
Yep.
So that they could go on a cruise with them. Now, they had separate cabins, and it was all whatever they did on the cruise is their own business. But I know for a fact it was completely rigged because I remember in the building the buzz about it, and then one of the guys himself going, yeah, man, we just picked the winners we wanted to win. There was no drawing.
And I can't believe that he would say that because that's completely...
I know, but they did a whole thing like, and the drum roll, boom, 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 and they're turning the bin, and all the entries were in it, and then, okay, reach way down in there. There was no reaching in there. There was no drawing. It was predetermined who was going to go. Now, I will tell you that when Terry Daly was here, he and I twice did win a date with Frank and Terry. Remember that?
Yes.
And the difference between us and these other guys, we made it really clear. We're going to pick the two hottest chicks who apply.
Oh,
we were very
upfront
about it. We're both married. Don't bother to enter unless you're smoking hot. And both times we went out in a limo with, I mean, really good looking women. And people would, I got letters and emails from people. I can't believe you did that. You're a married man. You went on the date. It was hysterical. And what was even funnier was when we went to the houses to pick these chicks up in the limo, not only were their husbands not mad at us, they wanted pictures with us. And they took video and photos of us with their wives getting ready to leave with them for the evening. It was fantastic. I mean, and one of the husbands, as I'm pulling away with his really pretty blonde wife, he goes, "You guys have a good time." it was great. A Burke segment. Do we have, who's first? I gotta do it like Mr. Burke. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a few things today.
Ooh.
This will be good. This could help us kill the whole rest of the show except for Colin.
First, We would like to wish a happy birthday to a man who people have thought has been has been dead for a long time.
Abe Vigoda?
Still alive at 94.
Abe Vigoda?
Yes.
Is that who it is?
94.
Oh, that poor guy.
Everybody's thought he's been dead for so long. He's still alive today.
I think what a great bit that everybody that's thought he's dead.
You always hear that.
And you know, when he dies, nobody's going to believe it. That's the problem. Abe Vigoda's dead. Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right. Next thing I have. Survivor, new series starts tomorrow night. I know you two in the room are not big fans. I know Paul Harris is a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. I've only missed a couple seasons. And I saw this list of facts that Survivor put out the other day, so I just thought I'd share those.
What season is this?
That's what I'm going to
It's got to be like season 10.
Oh, okay.
It is the 30th season of Survivor.
Oh, come on.
They do two a year. So
that's 15 years.
15 years.
Wow. I remember the first year with Richard Hatch, right?
Yes.
That was the only time I really watched.
He went to prison.
He did for tax
evasion.
Tax evasion, yeah. So some more facts here for some big Survivor fans out there. They've been to 17 countries. There have been 93 tribes over all the years. 442 contestants. 451 torch snuffings.
What?
When you leave the show, they snuff your torch and say, you know, the tribe is spoken.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, it does.
Torch like, hey, man, she snuffed my torch.
You want to go out with her, man.
She'll snuff your torch.
There have been 445 episodes, more than 87,000 hours of footage taken.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Just, you know, not what's on the show, but just the total footage. 25,569 cups of rice eaten. The longest challenge. I'll just give the time. 11 hours and 55 minutes. That was the longest challenge that ever occurred during. And, you know, usually that involves standing on something or hanging on to something. So almost 12 hours it lasted. Mm. 3 weeks is the time it takes to build each challenge. About 7 weeks to build the tribal council area every year. The oldest contestant ever. Any guesses?
Oh, was it a guy named Rudy or something?
I'm going to say 76.
That was the first year. Wow, you guys both got it right.
Is that right?
Rudy Bosch, the oldest contestant ever at 76.
That was a wild guess because I don't even watch the show.
That was the first season with Richard
Hatch. I remember
Rudy
was a really old guy. I didn't remember how old he was.
And the last fact here, 35 hidden immunity idols have been used. And that's just been within the last 5 or 10 seasons they started doing that.
Now, do you think Richard Hatch is gay?
Yes.
Do you think he thought, how can I get in prison? Oh, I know. Tax evasion.
Yeah. Well, you never know, I guess.
Hi, fellas, I'm here.
Yeah, finally got here.
Next thing I have, I had my windshield replaced today. They weren't able to come before I was left for work, so I left my car there, drove my wife's car. And so she was there when the guy came to replace the windshield. She sent me a text first and said, the guy left. He can't do it because the car is too nasty.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What does that even mean?
She was joking. Well, you know how my car is a mess.
Okay, but she's joking. They don't turn down a windshield.
No, okay. She was joking.
Okay.
And so then she had a couple more jabs for me. She said he found a homeless guy living in the backseat.
You know what's so interesting about this? This all could happen.
Yes. Exactly.
This is a little attention you pay to your
car. She wasn't done yet. She goes, no, wait. The homeless guy said he's going back to stay at Larry Rice's place where it's cleaner.
she should be on the show. She's funnier than you are.
That's my lovely wife. She's she's full of hilarity.
She is.
Two more things here. I saw this headline today. I don't know if I've ever heard this before. It's the only 26th person to do this. It was a 900 series bowling.
Wow.
Which consists of
games?
Three games of 36 strikes.
Oh, my
all
goodness.
Strikes in three games, a 900 series.
Wow.
And how many people have done this?
26. It says the United States Bowling Congress, according to them, it's the 26th member to bowl. So I'm guessing only members have been able to do that so far.
Because, wow, that's unbelievable, though.
And that was his first 300, too. So the first one was, and then he decided to pull two more. Right,
you know why that would have not been as possible before the automatic pin setters? Because people were setting the pins, and they weren't going to be consistently exactly the same placement.
Oh, there are so many things that go into
the oil breaking down on the lane.
I mean, and you can throw a perfect ball sometimes and just leave a 10, the solid 10, where just all the pins scatter and the 10 pin just stands there.
It's like, golf. You have 100 different variables that if any one of them changes, your step, the length of it, is it 1 inch different, that fourth step, the surface of the, oh my good, the shoelace, is it tighter, they come loose, and anything could affect
it. I don't think I'll ever be able to bowl one just because of all those variables and how just me, I would put pressure on myself as it got closer that I would crack.
And you start getting a little nervous and everything.
Absolutely.
And everybody stops. You have all of this, especially when you're in a league.
Yes.
You have all of this noise going on.
Well, it's that 10th frame.
And then everybody
stops. Here comes maybe the third 300th game, and you look around, and everybody is staring at you.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like,
well, people do it kind of as a courtesy, too, because you don't want to, you want to keep the lanes open for them so nobody's in your peripheral vision and everything. But we had a guy this past week, though, and he's bowled up. I mean, he's bowled three or four 300s while I've been there. I'm sure he has 20 or 30 to his credit, but he threw a gutter ball on the last ball. So he had 11 in a row, and then he threw a gutter ball.
He
let the pressure get to him that time. But
wow.
I can't even believe that a guy who can bowl like that would throw a gutter ball.
I know.
Well, if he throws the ball way out to try and hook it back in, and all of a sudden it hits that part there.
It was very, not up to his normal standards.
Wow, man.
Yeah. So a 900, that's just amazing.
I wonder if they get anything for that from
bowling. Absolutely. I think there's probably a ring or something. Yeah. You
it
get a ring
be,
for 300, but I'm 99.
Used to be a ring. Yeah.
I'm sure 900 series is another ring, too. I thought this was pretty exciting. It was announced today. Netflix and Judd Apatow are teaming up to bring the world Pee-wee Herman's next big adventure.
Ooh.
It will be called Pee-wee's Big Holiday, and it starts production in March.
Whoa.
So that should be pretty... that should be good with Judd Apatow behind it and with Paul Reubens.
Somebody in the porn industry should have gotten a hold of him. Pee-wee's Trip to the Theater. made a movie.
I think Paul Reubens was probably thinking about something, but maybe in his mind he thought, well, maybe this Pee-wee character can come back after enough time has passed. So
yeah, of course he can.
Maybe, and so it looks like, he's back.
I saw the Pee-wee, I think it was HBO, they did Pee-wee's Playhouse on Broadway or wherever it was. That was cool.
I have all the Archie will definitely be watching. I have every episode.
You know what? My wife got my second son, who's 32. Hang on here. I got to get this right. 32. Just turned 32 this past week. What she got him for Christmas? The whole set of Pee-wee's Playhouse. When he was a kid, loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, on DVD?
She got the whole collection.
Yeah, I have that at home. And Archie will be growing up to...
My two older boys were like that. Was it, Phil Hartman was... Giambi, right?
No. He was Captain Carl.
Captain Carl.
All right, now hang on a minute for a serious moment. Here's the problem. If you give Archie that whole collection of Pee-wee's Playhouse, I'm just going to tell you something. You know who the star is, Paul Reubens.
Right.
Archie, at some point, is going to pleasure himself.
Oh.
He is. Probably around 11 or 12.
No, that will never happen.
That's crazy.
Well, that's crazy talk.
There'll be something about that character that will send some kind of vibe to your son. Hey, you might want to try doing
it. Otherwise, he would have never thought of it.
No, it's almost an unspoken, afraid that something about the character might cause him to be a self-pleasurer.
Yes. I'd like to do my imitation of Globy.
Okay. Well, Dan, what are we going to do? Stop you? No. Go ahead.
Pee-wee, you're spinning me too fast. Pee-wee.
I wish I knew more about it. All I know was
the baby.
All I know was Cherry.
Cherry was the chair, magic screen.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
King of cartoons.
And Cherry, I always thought that was odd because Cherry was the chair, and Pee-wee would sit on Cherry's face. because it was Cherry.
That's a kid show.
I know, but he would sit on Cherry.
I think there might have been several things in there if you go back and look at them. That they snuck in, and Pee-wee's thinking,
ha, 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 they'll never get this.
And Miss Yvonne, the most beautiful woman in Puppet Land.
See, I don't know any of this stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to go back. Now, watch it with my grandson, because if my son has it, like you, Peon, I know he's going to play it for his son.
Yeah.
Because is there anything on the air even like that?
No.
No.
It's all animated.
I'm going to try to keep him away from today's cartoons as much as I can, just because...
They're horrible.
Yeah, you're old school. Are.
I am old school.
Yeah. See? You're getting old now. You want your kid to watch what you want. Yeah. When I was a kid, we didn't watch that crap.
You're not watching no Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah. All the signs are there. You're getting old. All right, meanies. We're going to talk about meanies, and Colin Jeffrey's going to come in here, and he's going to tell you what to stay away from or what to run to in the world of entertainment. The word entertainment, I think you can apply to a meanies. It is a very entertaining store to me. Now, they sell entertainment, but they also sell comfort. They sell quality because they don't sell any junk. They sell light, because the upper level is a tremendous Jaffe lighting collection. But again, the thing to walk away with is they don't sell any junk. Now, 2 or 3 years ago for Christmas, I got the same son, an electronic dartboard from a Meanies. It was $300. Now, there'll be people there going, what? I've been in that store. Everything in there is at least $10,000. No, no, it's not. They certainly have those things, but they have other things. Let's talk about rugs. Let's talk about beautiful Oriental rugs. They have machine-made rugs, area rugs, and they have handmade rugs. The most expensive rug that I've seen in there was $150,000. It was absolutely beyond belief. Now, if you walked into Meanies and you saw that rug, you'd go, let's get out of here. As quick as we can. You can't shop here. Yeah, you can. Keep moving. Keep walking. Look at the pinball machines, new and pre-owned, but in perfect condition, completely gone over. So they're perfect. The arcade games. Look at the shuffleboard. Look at the foosball. Look at the pool tables. You want a really good slate table, which is what you want? How about $1,000? People think, oh, I thought a pool table was $5,000. No, it's not. A quality pool table doesn't have to cost that money. And then the number one category, patio furniture. This is the biggest thing they do, is outfit people's homes with some of the most spectacular patio furniture you've ever seen. And I don't mean just good looking. I mean really comfortable. We have a couple of chairs and an outdoor sofa love seat thing from Meanies that is more comfortable than anything in our house. And it's going to last a long, long time. This is the place where they don't sell any junk. But it's a fantastic store, and there's not another one like it. Unless you go to Kansas City, because there's an Meanies there. Meanies, they're in Chesterfield Valley. You cannot miss them. When you get off at that Boone's Crossing exit in the valley, look to the left. You'll see under the copper dome, no other building looks like it. No business looks like it inside either. Meanies, A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com.
All right, we're going to go airborne and check traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with that normal volume eastbound Highway 64 from about Ewing, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55. Slow that right lane, Park Avenue to the Poplar. Southbound 170 starting to fill in as well now between Ladue and Brentwood. Seeing the regular volume headed out of the city westbound on Highway 64 from about Kings Highway to McCausland. Seeing another pocket coming up the hill from, looks like Lindbergh, passing Spady, Ballas up to 270, then approaching the Boone Bridge. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, so those sunshine slowdowns should start becoming a little more apparent as the evening progresses. Southbound 270, just volume now between Olive and Manchester, not quite stop and go yet. This update brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones, to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of your old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. I'm Frank Ladd on the KTRS 550 Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
You've heard about it over and over.
Now it's time to act.
Do what hundreds of KTRS listeners have already done.
Lose up to 30 pounds in just 23 days with the Fast Track program at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
The plan includes a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bridget Brosfeld,
a medically prescribed appetite control plan that's tailored to your lifestyle,
and a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option, too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessment, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called Ringaway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. Ringaway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-718-9937. Again, Ringaway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-718-9937. That's 1-800-718-9937.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend Brett Hull.
Hey, Brett, what's up?
How you doing, Eddie?
Man, good. Hey, I don't know a thing about hockey. When it comes to doing my best work here at Fast Eddie's, I do keep it ice cold, though.
Ice cold?
Ice cold, yeah, man, you got it. And you know, you're used to being on that hockey rink, and I'm pretty much just accustomed to this big, huge patio.
Eddie, I've traveled all over this world playing hockey, and I've never been anywhere like Fast Eddie's. Not only do you have the coldest beer in town, that huge patio, but you've got peel and eat shrimp, the Fat Eddie Burger, and live music.
Man, all around the world? I've been all around Alton. But I'll tell you what, Brett, we do have live music all week. We do have those shrimps and those burgers. You can bring anybody and enjoy Fast Eddie's. Bring the wife, bring the whole damn neighborhood.
Every time I'm at Fast Eddie's, I've seen all people, all kinds. I've seen short, long, big, small, old, and young. But the one thing they have in common is a great time. And as long as you're 21 and love cold beer, great food, and music, and a party atmosphere, you need to get over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring & More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at CabinetsFlooringAndMore.com. Cabinets Flooring & More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene
in that commercial. Which one's Eddie and which one's Brett?
I don't know. They both have very similar voices.
Dean.
You can always tell who was Dean and who was Jerry. Here's Dean.
Everybody loves somebody.
Here's Jerry.
Hey, Dean. Oh, Dean.
Not even close.
The difference.
No, you couldn't tell. It is a time for some entertainment news. And Colin Jeffries here to bring it to you, courtesy of Oreck. And your locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. There are lots of great products in there for your house. Some very affordable products that are better than the some of the stuff you've been buying in the store wherever you shop. You'll see what I'm talking about. Lots of things you didn't expect to find in an Oreck store. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Folks, here is Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Frank. How are you?
Colin, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Well, Oscars are over. I'll let you just start. I got a couple of things, but we've already discussed most of what I would say. So what do you have for us?
Well, let's come back to the Oscars. Let's start with what's new on DVD and some TV to watch this week. Beyond the Lights. You probably didn't hear of this. Then you saw Rita Ora sing a song from it, on the Oscars. So you can check that out.
Rita Oral. Her name is Oral.
Ora.
Ora.
I believe. Yes. Big Hero 6, which was actually my pick to win the Best Animated Feature, and I really liked it quite a bit. That's out on DVD today. Whiplash, which if you haven't seen, you definitely should see
it. I agree.
It's excellent. And Horrible Bosses 2, that I thought was pretty funny.
I thought it was, too.
That's out today as well. TV, we're saying goodbye tonight to a show I have really liked. Parks and Recreation finishes
off. I've never seen one episode, and I love Amy Poehler.
Yeah, and I thought this was really, really good, and is sort of leaving on top as opposed to The Office that hung around two seasons too long. Yeah. This is leaving really at a good time, I think, for the show. So that is gone.
I just started watching it recently, and yeah, it's a funny show.
Yeah, and I really like it. So it'll be sad to see it go. They have kept very tight-lipped about this. No clips whatsoever have been released in advance of this tonight. So check it out tonight on NBC. Tomorrow night, one of Ian's favorite reality shows comes back.
Survivor,
Amazing Race.
We just saw him. Oh, it's
Amazing.
Survivor.
Amazing,
oh, Amazing Race.
Race
tomorrow, too?
Tomorrow. Amazing Race, season 26.
So they're airing Amazing Race and Survivor on the same night?
I guess so. This is...
Really?
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Dilemma.
Yeah.
Now, that show must be popular, because, I mean, I hear that theme everywhere.
I would love to be on...
Amazing Race. Everybody sings it.
All right.
I would love to be on that show. That's one that I... Survivor, no. There's no way. But Amazing Race,
oh, it would be great.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it with your wife, though, let's say?
Oh, I think his wife would be great at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it would. We would be a ratings juggernaut because of the yep. bickering.
That's
that would
what
go
I'm saying.
On.
Would yes. your marriage survive the show?
Oh, the marriage would survive, yes. But it would be entertaining for people to watch us.
Plus, she's
the
funny.
Two of us. Yes.
Now, of your coworkers here, who do you think you'd do better with?
I could
Frank
race with?
Or Dan?
Oh, my goodness. Deal with Dan. We'd lose in 2 seconds.
Dan has trouble with heights and stuff, so I don't know. Frank does, too, though. You're not a big fan of heights, either.
You pilot, for goodness sakes.
They'd be dead weight.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't like standing up on top of a thing looking over the edge.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff involves rappelling or skydiving. you skydive.
But if
once,
you're with
though.
Me and we're stuck somewhere and we go, hey, look, there's a float plane tied to a dock, I could get in and take off. And
all right, I'm out.
Beat everybody out.
Frank's in.
There you go. TV Friday, clear your schedule. House of Cards is back for season 3. So
my wife watches it.
There you go. She'll be out of commission for the weekend because it's all out again. All 13 episodes come out Friday.
Wait a minute, hold it. You mean my wife won't be available to me this weekend?
Well, if she's really a fan.
Oh, wait, that's right. We don't do anything anyway. Go ahead.
And then something worth checking out. I don't know if it's going to be good. I'm not making any promises, but it's worth checking out. Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live is in a new Fox show that is 8 o'clock Sunday night. It's called The Last Man on... Oh, no, sorry. It's Will Forte. The Last Man on Earth. The premise is exactly that. A plague comes around and wipes out everyone except for... Will Forte's character. It's a comedy. It's from the guys who brought you Lego Movie and 21 Jump Street, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. So,
and it's a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's,
I remember is Burgess Meredith in that Twilight Zone episode where he was like the last man.
Oh,
and then his,
a time to re- where
time enough at last is what that's called.
Yes, where he loves reading books.
Yeah,
and he's,
yes. And then he breaks his glasses.
Yes, that's a good episode.
That's a great one.
Oh, you know, they named that Mark McGuire Highway, and then they took it down. This town loves Will because the Highway Forte. If you guys, if y'all have you been up?
Oh, oh yeah,
they named that after him.
Yeah,
Highway Forte. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
61 Forte.
So those are the TV shows to check out this week. We did those Oscar predictions. None of us did too well, but Frank, Dan, Ian, you guys all got one of the three categories correct. You picked Eddie Redmayne to win.
Yep.
I did one better. I just picked the director right. That's so... Yes, and we all missed the best
I don't
picture.
Even remember picking.
you picked Richard Linklater.
Really?
Yes, you three all did.
I so. Liked his dad, Art.
See, you know why that's not funny? Because 3/4 of the audience doesn't even know who that is. And his name is not even the same name. It's spelled differently.
I know he sold Craftmatic beds.
Yeah, he did. Art Linkletter did sell Craftmatic. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Do you know that I met Art Linkletter and gave him my autograph? That's a true story. It happened in Belleville, Illinois. That's true.
I know you were not happy with the Best Picture winner.
It no, not at all. Man. But I'm going to watch it again because maybe I missed something. I watched it with my son and his wife, and we all four said, "Let's shut this piece of crap off." After about 25 minutes, I'm going to watch it again. I have a copy of it, and I'm going
to
watch it again because I must have missed something.
Try to stick
through
it to the end.
Although the artist won Best Picture, and I watched that whole thing, and it was a complete piece of crap. That silent black and white thing. So I could be right about Birdman, and apparently the public is. It's a $35 million bomb by Hollywood standards.
It is one of the lowest grossing Best Picture winners. It's not the lowest in recent years. That would belong to Hurt Locker, I believe, that did right around $18 million. Wow. So that did nothing. But there's a few things about this. First of all, American Sniper shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, that's good.
That wasn't even intended.
Hey, pun.
But there's a clause in when movies can be considered for Best Picture, and it's a holdover from years and years ago, so small movies could make it into the Academy Awards. They just had to premiere in Los Angeles before the first of the year. So American Sniper opened around Christmas Day in Los Angeles. In 2014, the movie made $633,000. Birdman made $35 million in 2014. Then American Sniper had wide release in January, 3 weeks later, and that's when they made all their money. So if they had just waited, they could have built up a head of steam through the year and said, we're a juggernaut. They could have owned the months like they did and had a great narrative going into next year, because the biggest winner actually at the Academy Awards was Grand Budapest Hotel, and it came out early last year.
And I've never heard one person who didn't hate it.
Grand Budapest, it was one of my favorite Wes Anderson films, and my wife, who hates Wes Anderson, it was her favorite. I really liked it quite a bit. But and the Academy gets it wrong a lot. That's important to remember in retrospect. 2005, Crash wins Best Picture. That beats Brokeback Mountain and Munich. Have you seen Munich, Frank?
No.
Watch it. It is Steven Spielberg's. You can make a case that it's his best film
about
ever.
It sounded
massacre,
for a minute
right?
to the audience like you were telling me what to do.
Yeah.
You just said, watch it, like a command.
You're dictating to him.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Try and watch it, Frank. You have some time.
Hey, don't be such a dictator.
Yeah.
Is it, hey, you know, Colin, yeah, I sure do. He's a dictator.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Titanic in 1997 beat As Good As It Gets, Good Will Hunting, and L.A. Confidential.
Hmm.
And then the other thing to remember is the commercial success very rarely in the last 36 years, which is really when we started keeping track of box office totals. Only 12 of the last 36 Best Picture winners were a box office winner.
Can I do my imitation of the captain on the Titanic?
We can't stop you.
I can't believe we hit that iceberg.
And so it's really not that common for the
top... You should have given more silence there, Colin.
I was...
Let the burn sink. It's
starting to get uncomfortable for me.
How do you think we feel every day?
But we will let that go. A caller called in and reminded me, Peaky Blinders, I talked about a few weeks back on Netflix. Again, it's an early 1910s, I guess, 1920s sort of era. Gangster movie that takes place across the pond.
It's a gangster movie that's called Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Sounds like a little kid's show, like Pippi Longstocking.
No, check it out. It's good if you're missing that that sort of... If you
need to tough fill... guy. Hey, tough guy, what's your name? Peaky Blinders.
That's right, tough guy.
Mike, close your door and turn the megaphone.
Did you hear us mention this site yesterday, a good movie to watch?
Yes, I did.
I went to it after the show, and I got a lot of good information.
Yeah.
A good list of movies.
I have a website like that called What to Read Next, where you type in the book you read last.
We don't read books.
What? Yeah. What?
That's why I never bring you talking to.
Lost on this crowd.
Go talk to Paul Harris.
Yeah. So Brian Williams gone from NBC. First week of ratings are in, and ratings for NBC are up with Lester Holt.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, all of the nightly news is up. Every network is up since
Lester's
Brian
Williams. He's solid.
Lester Holt's right there. And then Dancing with the Stars. They announced it. And
the contestants?
Suzanne Summers.
What's his name?
Sam?
Michael Sam.
Michael Sam.
Is he going to dance with a guy or a girl?
I would assume he's going to dance with a woman.
I think wasn't that discussion before when Lance Bass was on there?
Yeah.
He ended up dancing with a woman, right?
Well, yeah. I think it would make sense for them to dance with a woman. I don't think ballroom dancing
kind of threw Colin for a loop.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
He doesn't know how to respond to that.
Why wouldn't they dance with a man though?
Yeah,
that one.
Do
guy.
You think that there are gay men in ballroom dancing?
Absolutely.
And do you think they dance with men or women?
Men.
What?
No, in ballroom dancing, I think they dance with women.
So
in bars, gay bars, I've seen them dance with men. Yes. But in ballroom dancing, no. I think
they do
gay
ballroom
men...
dancing in gay bars?
Ballroom dancing.
No, it's like it was Western swing. But I think in ballroom dancing, no, absolutely gay men dance with women, and they're fantastic dancers, too. Look at all the gay men in movies that danced with leading ladies and stuff, and they were great dancers.
There you go. Robert Hershevek from Shark Tank, also on there. I like Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Well, hold on here. Did we say gay dancers, and you mentioned a guy named Robert Hershevek? Is that
Hershevek.
What is it? And then Hershevek. Ballroom. Oh.
Hershevek? Yes. Oh.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Just leave it now.
Hey, Dean. There he goes. Can't get out of here fast enough. Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Oric. A locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers, American Equity Mortgage, is the mortgage business, and they have locations all over the country. We don't need to talk about that because you're not all the country. We're in St. Louis, and you don't care about Cincinnati or Memphis or wherever they're located. I know there's several places. What you care about is how to contact them here. Two ways, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. I'm addressing specifically those of you who are still making the minimum payment on credit cards and still don't get it, that is not a service they're providing you because they're nice. It's almost like entrapment. Ooh, look, honey, we owe $4,000 on our credit card, but we don't have to pay but $68. Yeah, you do that. You keep doing that. You'll be paying for 20 years. A lot of interest, and that interest is not deductible. Knock it off. Do it a couple, 3 months, it's okay, but don't make a habit of it if you're a homeowner. Because if you're a homeowner, you don't have to. You use the equity in your home. Let American Equity Mortgage pay the credit card debt off. It's a smart, smart thing to do. Of course, you need a home. You know who we'd like for you to go to for that mortgage? American Equity Mortgage. Again, 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now and go airborne with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Standard delays eastbound 64, Jefferson to the Poplar, northbound 55, approaching the Poplar from Park. Westbound 64, heavy headed on the City Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again, Lindbergh towards 270, southbound 170, heavy Del Mar to 64. And working with the crash, westbound Highway 44, the exit ramp to Bowles, just volume headed southbound on 270, not stop and go between Page and Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Club Fitness. Stop by Club Fitness today for free enrollment February, that's right. Get a free enrollment, then just $10 a month, no contract. Get moving with free enrollment. Offer ends February 28th. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Get to Subway and experience better for you and great tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi, and it's free, and it works, and it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Bill.
How you feeling today, Bill?
A little bit better, a little nasally still, but getting a little better.
Sorry, I couldn't understand you. You were a little nasally. What'd you say?
I said I'm getting a little better. Thanks.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
Well, ticket prices at Disneyland. You ever been to Disneyland?
Disney World, but not Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland, they've raised their prices now to $99. It may sound like a lot, but you get measles for free. So that's
true.
Good.
That's true.
Cool. Mentioned this yesterday. Queen Elizabeth has a job opening for a personal driver.
I saw that.
Well, that's three words you never thought you'd see together. Queen Elizabeth job.
You sure you feel okay?
He's nasally.
He's nasally.
Yeah.
That same joke, not nasally, would have been hilarious.
Yes,
oh, I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Queen Elizabeth job. Yeah.
Have I mentioned how much I hate all of you? Have
we do. Oh, absolutely we do. No, we do know.
And finally, this afternoon.
See, he had more. Nice bail.
Oh, man.
I'm going to take my stuff and go home.
London, England has been named the world's most expensive city. Yeah, a loaf of bread there costs $8. A tube of toothpaste costs... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They don't have those. The
tube of toothpaste costs...
Yeah, it would have been funnier if it was clear.
This is so great. Hey, are you stuffed up or what? Because if you are, I'll have a barrel, a 5-gallon drum of Afrin sent over to your house.
Oh,
put
up your nose.
Bill? Is he still
Bill? Bill?
I'll close it for him.
This is Bill Glover. The Big Mind, courtesy of McLean Campbell.
He's probably never speak to us again. He's probably really mad. 5 o'clock.